Are you mindful or mindful? The concept of mindfulness has been practiced in one form or another by Hindus and Buddhists, Muslims and Christians, in India, Asia, Europe, and America, in the far past, in the Middle Ages, and in modern times. Mindfulness describes a state of mind in which you observe thoughts, emotions, and actions without judgments, as they pass through your awareness. Mindfulness meditations or techniques can help a coach enter the right frame of mind before, during, and between coaching sessions. It allows us to see our own inbuilt distractions and habits and rituals around and within any professional context. It also allows us to manage our own emotional detachment as we work with clients. This is especially important when we balance our desires to build empathy with our clients against maintaining professional distances. As coaches, we want to be present and open to the client, but we should not allow our own perspective or internal experiences or dialogues to cloud the session. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Nick Bosk here for our Coaching 101 Minute, our weekly recap of Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy. We had a great discussion in all of our classes, and in one specifically, we got into the topic of mindfulness, meditations, and how to prepare yourself as a coach, and what role does mindfulness play in coaching. Coaches often help clients develop their own mindfulness skills and meditations. It can be helpful simply to invite our clients to the practice of taking a simple pause to notice what they are experiencing, and inviting them to notice that they are more than the immediate running dialogue of thoughts and feelings and interpretations of the experience. As coaches, our research of mindfulness techniques and strategies can provide options for our personal and our professional lives, and also fodder for proposed practices or strategies for clients that may lead to more focus on the present and freedom of choices at any moment, as well as more direct and clear communication, less stress, and increased productiveness. Mindfulness is very compatible with coaching, emphasizing on being curious about what motivates us, or what our experiences or thoughts or feelings may be. Developing this positive curiosity about ourselves and our clients, and assisting our clients to be curious as well about their own experiences and stories, brings a fresh and an openness freed from grasping tightly to protective insights or beliefs that may be limiting us or protecting us from enemies that we may see that may not even be real. Mindfulness perspectives and strategies may also help coaches and clients move peacefully into new futures. Other questions asked in our Coaching 101 class this week included, how am I able to help a client reframe their perspective if they're stuck? What happens if I get burned out as a coach? What is the difference between accreditation and credentialing? I invite you to come along to one of our Coaching 101 classes next week to experience a real teleclass here at International Coach Academy, and also to ask your questions about coaching. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.